to it.
The Dead Speak, a podcast not heard since several months ago, is putting out a mysterious broadcast. It turns out the Emperor is alive.
How was that several months ago? My God.
The Emperor's alive? Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, he is.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's the first line of the opening crawl.
I saw it.
I didn't.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay. It's a good flick. It's just a good flick, but
yeah. I heard it was
Star Wars maybe.
I heard it wasn't bad. So
yeah.
So. Not yeah, for okay. me. I don't think.
I'm glad the trilogy's over. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We just needed two more Last Jedi, so we would have been good to go.
No, that's okay.
Well, anyway,
Space
guys,
Wizards.
That's it. You know, you got Space Wizards, you got the hero. That's all you need.
You have the Mandalorian.
I've been reading some Star Wars books, though.
Yeah.
I read one about Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn. They went on a mission.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's cool.
And that's when not Count Dooku, you know, Qui-Gon, he wanted to get back into the prophecies, so that was nice. Mm-hmm. And then I read one about Tarkin. Tarkin and Darth Vader going on an adventure to stop some rebels. It's good.
Yeah, heard that book's really good.
It's okay.
Not really.
I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just not a fan of James Luceno's writing. But it was okay.
I'm thinking of Thrawn or Thawne.
Oh, you might be. Which
that's
I
really
didn't
good.
Read. I don't have any interest in Blue Army Man.
He's badass though.
He's great. So, did you watch Eric, did you watch Rebels at all?
No, I haven't, but it's on my list. I'm gonna start watching it.
It's pretty good. It's not as good as Clone Wars, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do they do Best Picture first? In the Oscars?
No.
I think they're doing it first.
That'd be funny.
Well, I don't know. I
think they should do it last. But
yes,
these are all the best. These are all the Best Picture nominees that are going through. Look at that.
Okay.
Anyway. But I've watched The Mandalorian. And,
that's great.
You know, it's good. Baby Yoda is kind of overrated, though. He's not as cute as Baby Grinch.
Don't ever say that.
Wow.
Why? It's true.
Because that's wrong to begin with. And Baby Yoda is the shit. I mean,
he's fine. He's still, okay, at the end of the day, he's still a baby. He's still annoying and helpless.
He's going to be like that for like another 100 years, too.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they age pretty slow.
So, babies are overrated. The only baby that's not overrated is Baby Nut. Okay?
No, not that damn peanut.
Yeah, the peanut, that's the best baby.
Oh, come on.
And you know why? It's because he started asking for his monocle as soon as he was born. He said, where's my monocle? And they said, they gave it to him because Mr. Kool-Aid, what's his name?
Mr. Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid Man?
The Kool-Aid Man.
He rezzed him with his tear. It was beautiful.
What?
Did you not see the Super Bowl commercial?
No.
Oh, it was great.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I would, so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Anyway, we've been kind of meandering a while here, so we have some news, some things to get through before we can argue about the Game of the Year nominations that we have, and also the Game of the Month for January. So,
it's a crappy one. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I have some thoughts, but... Okay, so Rob Ferguson, he's leaving the Coalition, and he's going to start working on the new Diablo. I don't know who Rob Ferguson is. What else did he make?
Yeah.
He made a bunch of Gears games.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like Mr. Gears.
Oh, yeah, wait, isn't that Cliff Blazinski's?
Now he's not Mr. Gears anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
And but now Rod is not Mr. Gears either.
No.
Right.
Now it's just going to be a limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, you know what they say.
A battle arena game.
Yep, here it comes.
100 gears go in, only one comes out.
Well, they'll make like a full game out of Horde mode.
Yep.
If this was a couple of years ago, just that hours. Probably wouldn't have been a joke.
Hours. I know, right?
So that's it. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think this is a good thing? Do you think he's going to bring his expertise to the Diabloverse?
He's made some good games.
He definitely knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, I mean, it does. I guess he's just, what is he doing for them anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Just know he's going to work.
He's a designer.
Yeah, but, all right.
That's it.
Okay.
He's going to go right. And do character model.
Because with Gears, wasn't he like kind of like in charge of everything?
Yeah, I think he was like the head. Like the president or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do exactly.
Interesting. So if you care about Gears or, you know, the Diablo or Activision or Blizzard, I guess that's big news, but I don't really care.
You should care.
Why?
I should.
Diablo.
I like Diablo's okay.
What?
I like Diablo. Don't get me wrong.
I love it.
This is a conversation for another time, but I don't like the never ending end game. I have other things to play.
Yeah. So don't play it.
Make the numbers get bigger.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I do. It's not. Nintendo download.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Is it?
It's okay.
Yeah. it's all right. Let's not go crazy.
Well, we got Thronebreaker.
Yeah.
The Witcher Tales, which I never actually played this, but I think it's Witcher just Tales. Like Gwent, right?
Yeah, I think it's Gwent and like a story or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It combines RPG mechanics with card game mechanics.
Okay.
If that helps.
So much.
There's supposed to be puzzles in there too, but I don't know how the hell that all fits together.
Puzzles.
Yeah.
Puzzles in my card game?
Yes.
No thanks.
What about Knights and Bikes? Would you prefer that?
I actually would. Fun fact, back when this game was in heavy active development, I reached out to the devs making this game and asked if I could interview them and tell the game's story, and they said they were too busy.
What the hell?
No, I'm sure they're very nice guys. I'm sure they were busy. I just was interested in telling this game's story because it looked intriguing and cool, and then they didn't want to be interviewed by me. So,
well,
sorry.
Probably still have those emails somewhere.
I'm sure you do.
But I mean, I've heard that's a very cool, co-op game. There's a Hair Mower 3D. We got Crash Drive 2. Arcade Archives Saint Dragon.
Ooh.
There have been some other pretty good digital-only games that have come out. Last week, I think, Hypercharge Unboxed came out, which is like a first-person shooter, and the co-op and single-player is like tower defense. That's pretty good. I'm blanking on what else, but yeah, there it is.
What, last week?
Yeah, I think that was last week.
Dark Crystal was last week.
Oh, yeah. I heard okay things about that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
No. But I never watched... Oh, sorry, I got the yawns.
Also, the worst version of Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Was last week.
But we also have the on the Nintendo's subscription online service or whatever it is. So
yeah.
So you have Tecmo Bowl there, so you don't even need it.
Yeah. There we go.
So yeah, there it is. Hair Mower 3D looks pretty good. You like?
I don't know what that is.
It's a game about cutting grass.
Oh.
It looks like. But hair? Wait a
I'm
minute.
I'm sorry, butt hair?
butt hair? No, you cut the grass on little, like, Super Mario galaxy-looking planets.
Oh.
Wow, that actually doesn't look... I mean, it's $6, so...
How bad could it be?
Well, this is what the the little description says. Discover what's under the weeds. There are many adorable objects waiting to be discovered. Be careful of enemies. The enemy is annoying? Try a bottle of milk to knock the enemy away. Enjoy the joy of mowing easily. So this game looks good. It's got a little guy with a little mustache with the lawnmower. So enjoy the joy.
Yes. Yeah, I also will pass.
Okay. Well, that's rude. Someone put a lot of love into that game, maybe.
I mean, maybe it's good. I don't know.
That's a strong maybe.
Yeah, it is.
We have Aquarium as well. This looks kind of like it says it's a cutting edge game that immerses players in the underwater world to fight dangerous predators and 5 bosses at the end of each level.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So an epic underwater odyssey worthy of the greatest EDM soundtrack. Now, it doesn't say that it has the greatest EDM soundtrack. It just says that it's worthy of the greatest EDM soundtrack.
So might not necessarily have... Okay.
This game looks like it's a mobile game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's worthy of something.
I like it. I'm going to pick it up.
Definitely so. Something.
So, yeah. I think in the next few weeks, we have some good stuff coming out on the Nintendo Online. I mean, I know Pokemon Mystery Dungeon comes out pretty soon at the beginning of March. Friday, the Darksiders Genesis comes out. But, I mean, that's across all platforms. But, yeah.
So. Well, Darksiders Genesis I'm looking forward to. Because I didn't play it on PC.
Yeah, so. Same. So I'm excited for that one.
Yes.
But, yeah. And also Animal Crossing in March. I mean, next month, but still.
Mm.
Well, some people like...
Are you buying that theme switched?
What?
Are you buying the Animal Crossing themed Switch?
No. No.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yep. 100%.
Okay.
Now, if there was a version of the game that came with a vinyl of KK Slider's songs, KK Slider's little dog that plays guitar, if they put out like a vinyl of all of his music, I would 100% buy that.
Yeah, that sounds like something that you should buy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe should? I don't know. Would? Yep.
KK Slider.
He's a little dog. He plays guitar. Okay?
Okay, what is the deal with the animal people?
What do you mean?
Why are there animal people?
I could not answer that question. When I was a young boy and I saw the cover, I said, wow, you can play as any animal you want in this game. And then I got it, and you can't. You can play as a person. Hmm. In the village.
Yeah.
So,
but this is what I don't get. Why is there a person? And then there are animal people.
Well, you see, the person's the mayor. He's
the
leader.
Island of Dr. Moreau?
Well, the new one's actually even more crazy because you start the game out by, like, taking Tom Nook up on his vacation package.
Wait a minute,
turns
who's
out
Tom Nook?
Tom Nook's the raccoon that you're indebted to forever.
Rocket?
No. Tom Nook. Anyway, so he like sells this vacation package to you and these other villagers, but it turns out the package is just flying you to and leaving you on an abandoned island and then charging you thousands of dollars for it.
So it's the fire festival.
Actually, yeah, you have to build your village from the ground up. So
this is terrible.
I mean, yeah. I'm excited for it, but we'll see. I mean, yeah.
Shady like business practices, man.
Yeah, he is. He builds your house. You've no idea how much it's going to cost. And then shows up and says, by the way, you owe me $10,000. And that seems like a good idea, but that seems like a good price for a house, right? But your house, that's like when you find out your house is only like 150 square feet. And then the only way to make money is by picking up seashells and selling it to him.
Wow.
So you can pay him again.
That's so sad.
Yes. Perfect. It's aggressively sad.
Wow.
Sad I missed out on this game.
Yeah.
Well, the GameCube one was really cool because you could find NES games and then play them in your house. So
that's neat.
Yeah, it was neat. And they've never been back. Those games have never been back. I think that would be really cool.
What do you mean they've never been back? They never did that again in a
Feature never ever returned.
Oh.
So like that was actually how I first played a bunch of NES games first, like Balloon Fight and Wario's Woods and all these other games.
And Wario's Woods.
Yep. Because they were like you could just like find them in the Animal Crossing and then put them in your house and play the games.
Well, I'll tell you, that's pretty cool.
It is neat. Yeah, very upset that they've never done it again. It's just so cool. I mean, it was at the time, it was kind of a novelty. It's because, like, where else are you going to play this NES game unless you have an NES hooked up?
Yeah.
And now you can kind of do it wherever. But still, I think it'd be cool. Anyway, that game comes out in March, so. It's always a bit of a lull in the beginning of the year. First few months.
This year seems like a bigger lull than usual, though. This is like a monster lull.
I think just because 2019, while it was a good year, it wasn't like a great year, you know? So.
Yeah,
I feel like there's not as many games out.
Like, I'm actually excited about Sonic 2. Wow, Sonic 2, that's going to be great.
I'm excited about Sonic 2. Two. As well. But I mean Sonic, like, the movie.
Sonic the movie, yes.
I've heard good things about it.
That's coming out Friday.
I'm going to see it on Friday.
I know you are.
Valentine's Day, baby. Going to see Sonic. Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Got to go fast. I've heard good things about it. People who've seen it are saying it's like fun.
Yeah.
So.
It doesn't look terrible. It really doesn't.
I mean, it's just got to be silly, right? That's all I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look awful.
It's definitely going to be silly.
I hope so. I really want Jim Carrey to go full. Like Dr. Robotnik by the end. Like, I hope he looks like Eggman by the end. I don't know how he's going to, like, gain weight, like, put on an egg suit. I don't know. I don't care.
Well, I don't think he's going to gain weight, but in every other way, I think he's going to be Dr. Robotnik by the end of the thing.
You know, I hope so. And I hope that he's not, like an egg-shaped, because then they can't call him Eggman. And that's the best. I hate Eggman. It's a stupid name.
It is stupid.
Eggman.
What if they just call him Eggman because he goes bald at the end?
Yeah, you could do that.
That's better, actually. I'd rather that, because Egghead is kind of like a way to make fun of... Or even if they called him, like, Dr. Egghead as, like, a funny little departure.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. Do that.
From the look of that one screen they showed where he's got the goggles on and he's bald and his mustache is like fried.
Yeah. I just want like the last act of the movie to be like Sonic fighting Jim Carrey and Jim Carrey's in a giant machine throwing out one-liners. It'll be great.
Well, you're probably going to get something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Well, you know, I was watching the recent trailer again and there's the scenes of like Sonic running along the Great Wall, and I'm like, this really evokes like feelings of the boss fights in the 3D games.
Oh, yeah.
So bring it on. Also, why haven't we gotten Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 re-released for the Switch? Come on.
That's a good question.
I was thinking that today, driving home and listening to the Sonic Adventure 2 soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait. You know it's legal to go over the speed limit when you're listening to Sonic music?
No, I'm pretty sure it isn't.
No, it is. I wouldn't cop told me. I got pulled over, but he said, oh, you're listening to Sonic? It's fine.
Nope. It's not.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
Please just know it.
To all the robots listening to us, we do not condone this behavior.
But it is easier to go over the speed limit when you're listening to Sonic music, and that is a fact. You just want to go fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true.
Don't do that, though.
No, don't.
No.
Pay attention. You know, be aware of your surroundings. But it's just, you know, maybe if you want to do that, go for a run and listen to Sonic music and run as fast as you can.
There you go, but be careful of traffic.
Don't run in traffic. You know,
no.
You
run in the woods.
Well, that's dangerous too. What if you run into a bear? You can't outrun a bear.
Depends on the bear.
Ugh. Most bears, I don't think you can outrun most bears. They can also climb faster than you.
What about Yogi Bear?
Ooh, he's got you there.
I don't know. Am I carrying a picnic basket? Because then he could probably catch me.
Good point.
If he wanted to, he could probably catch me if I had a picnic basket. Anyway, what are we even talking about here? We got to move on. I don't know. There's some, Jason, you got some stuff for the comics stuff?
I do.
Apparently. Yeah.
I got, what do I have for the comics?
There's a lot of stuff on there.
Some great comic news. Okay. Yeah. So listen, everybody knows Fabian Nicieza, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, he's back.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And better than ever. That'd be cool. I don't actually know if he's better than ever, but he's going to be doing the new Juggernaut book because every X character needs a book now.
And that's the truth.
Dude, how many X-Men books are they going to have?
15.
You're not far off. Crazy.
I guess anyway, when they were like, we're canceling all the other books for, you know, that 8 month time period, now they're going to make up for it.
Yeah, I guess so. So I don't know if he's a hero, if he's a villain. I have no idea. But Juggernaut gets a new book, Fabian Nicieza, which is a good thing, legitimately. He's going to be writing it. So we'll see what happens there. I don't like where this has gone, the whole X-Men thing. I just don't like it. I know I'm probably in the minority on that because people go crazy over Hickman's run, but I just don't like it. I don't like what he's doing. Anyway.
I'm just now reading it. I've only read like two issues, so
yeah.
I don't know how I feel so far yet.
I read the first couple, but I don't like the idea of Krakoa being the mutant nation, and like every mutant on Earth has to live in Krakoa. Yeah. And it seems so silly. Like Apocalypse is there, Mr. Sinister, all these villains. Apocalypse wears a suit in one issue. I mean, what is this? Come on.
I don't know.
I don't care for that.
Yeah.
Other Marvel news, though. We got the free comic book day titles have been revealed as an X-Men book, and there's a Spider-Man / Venom / Black Cat book, so that's... we got some stuff up about that. Green Lantern is kicking off Season 2. Now, this is interesting. I want to get your opinion on this, because we talked about something similar to this a while ago. So it looks like DC has a new take on rebooting series. So they'll start it off with a brand new number one, but then they'll stick a line in there that says Season 2. Now,
so they're just going back like to the old 1-12 issue thing.
It sounds like a very valiant approach where they just keep doing like maxi series, and then there's another one and another one and another one. But instead of just completely ignoring the previous series, they will have like Season 2 and probably, I'm guessing, Season 3, Season 4, like on the cover, like as though they were TV shows.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems odd. I'd still prefer they had the high numbering, which I enjoy seeing that. But what do you think of that? You think that's an interesting idea? You like that, or you think it's kind of stupid?
Not really. I think it's weird. And they're just doing it because people buy number ones for collection reasons. So I don't really dig it.
It's the same old thing, is that there's so many number ones like all the time in the comic book industry.
Oh, I know. Right.
I guess that's the only way they can make money, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We had some pretty cool, switching over to collectibles, we had some pretty cool 112 collective news this week. We got some pictures of Thanos. The pre-order went up for the figure. He has a light-up Infinity Gauntlet, and he comes with the Cosmic Cube, and it's more comic book style than movie style, so that's kind of cool. Looks like a pretty good figure. He's expensive, though. He's like $150, so I don't know if that's going to affect it any. then we had reviews post of Magneto. Which I really liked a lot. He's got an absolutely phenomenal cape. I know that sounds terrible, but if you look at the pictures, you can see why I like it so much. It's really cool. And then we had Wonder Woman post as well, which is another great figure. Also in toy news, we had Wave 2 of Super 7's Ninja Turtle Ultimate figures. Go up for pre-order. In this assortment, we get Shredder, we get Leonardo, Mutagen Man, which is like a really deep pick, and that's like
Mutagen Man. Holy
wow, it's a deep one. And Bebop, which is great because now, of course, we are just one figure away from the Gruesome Twosome. Also, the Shredder. This is like. The design is a direct, because this whole line is supposed to be paying homage to the Playmates Toys figures instead of like the TV shows or the movies or anything. So the Shredder is an homage to the original Shredder from the Playmates Toys series from back in the late 80s. So he's got no shirt, he's got blue armor, and he comes with an extra head that has the eyebrows painted on the helmet itself. Which is terrific. So these are pretty cool figures. These are kind of expensive too. I think they're around like $45 or something like that. So collectors. Then we had Castlevania Series 1 has hit stores if you're interested in that. We had the Imperial Troop Transport, a really nice one. Joined the Star Wars Vintage Collection that comes out next month. So some pretty cool stuff there. I think that's just about it for the high points, though, as far as the combo. Oh, well, the Goblin Queen is coming back. I don't know if you care about that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she comes back in the Hellions book, which has got Mr. Sinister in it, so that'll be different.
Are we going to get a new Dark Phoenix saga?
Oh, I assume. I mean, what has it been... couple of years, so probably.
Yay.
Yeah. We'll see her come back again.
Yeah.
The House of Ideas.
The House of Rerun Ideas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Hey.
Anyway, that's kind of it, Eric, so if you want to take it.
Cool. Were we good? Sorry, I just saw that they announced, apparently they're not announcing an animated movies during the actual award show, and or maybe they did and I missed it, but they gave it to Toy Story 4 for best animated feature.
Okay.
And it's bad. That makes me mad. Sorry, I was distracted.
Well, listen, we should add that for anybody listening, the Oscars are on right now. While we're recording this, so some of us are paying attention and some of us aren't.
I was tagged in the announcement for it on Facebook because my girlfriend knows how upset I am, or it would make me to see it. And
well, why though?
Because it wasn't good.
Oh,
it's not a good movie.
No, no. And every other animated film on that list deserved it more. I saw them all.
Yeah.
What were the other animated films?
Klaus off the top of your head. Was on there. The Missing Link was on there. Klaus was that Netflix Christmas one. It was really, really good. Missing Link was Hugh Jackman played the Explorer, and Zach Galifianakis played Bigfoot. Really good. Okay. It's really fun. Like, original. I think Frozen 2 was nominated? Maybe? But
what happened to that? Was that a hit? It's like, I didn't hear anything about it after it came out.
I didn't even see it. It must have, like, I'm sure plenty of people saw it, but...
Yeah, I'm sure they did, too.
But I don't think it blew up like the first one did.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I just think that it's a major injustice. Like, How to Train Your Dragon didn't... Are you telling me Toy Story 4 is better than How to Train Your Dragon? Or had that, Klaus, or...
It had that piece of garbage, right? The fork? People like...
Yeah. It was... I did not like it at all. Anyway. Okay, we are really getting into the weeds here. Let's talk about Game of the Year. Now, at this point, a lot of the big award shows have come and gone, so...
Yeah.
You know, the well-awarded games are known, and, you know, the big winners of the year are kind of out there. But we like to do our own voting as well. And I guess we won't give out, like, say, who won each one.
Probably.
But we can talk about what we liked in a few of the main categories, huh?
Sure.
Okay. Cool. So, do we even want to say, like, which games we nominated?
We could talk about nominations, I think. I think that's safe.
So, I guess we can go through the major platforms first, yeah?
Sure.
Alright. So, for Xbox One, we talked about, we considered Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, Devil May Cry 5, Jedi Fallen Order, Control, Gears 5, and Borderlands 3. Mm. Now, I just happen to know that most of us on this podcast voted for the same thing. And I'm going to say that I'm in these cases, I feel like I'm, maybe this is a stupid way to look at it, but I'm pretty much always going to vote for the exclusive.
Yeah.
Assuming it's like assuming it's a plausible and it's good. As long as it's not garbage, I'm going to vote for the exclusive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Typically.
See, so, now I feel the same way. I feel like if I can, I'll go the exclusive route just because it's supposed to be, you know, specific to the console. Although if there's like a vastly superior third party version for the console, I would consider that the same thing. But I agree with you more or less.
And I heard good things about Gears 5. I didn't actually play any of these games except for Sekiro.
Mm. How was Sekiro?
I didn't finish it, so I'll say that. But it was... I liked it a lot from what I played.
Okay.
So hard.
It's why are you so hard?
Yeah.
There it is. How about you, Rick? Do you want to tell us what you voted for?
I voted for Borderlands 3. I like Gears, but I found myself enjoying Borderlands 3 more.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that at all.
No, I think, you know, that was... A lot of people like Borderlands a lot, so I can totally understand that. I didn't play much of Gears 5. I don't know what came out around the same time as Gears 5, but something did. I remember that, and it took away my attention.
When did it release? It was in, like, August, right?
I don't think so. Maybe September?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually have Control. I got it for Christmas, and I haven't played it yet, but that's another one that I got to get.
I've heard very good things about that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Just waiting.
So, cool. So moving on to PS4. We got Death Stranding, Devil May Cry 5, Sekiro, Jedi Fallen Order, Control, and Borderlands 3. Now, I voted for Death Stranding because there's just something about... I don't know, to me, there's just something about trudging through the wet America with packages on your back.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Post-apocalyptic UPS man.
Yeah, no, basically. Right? It's a lot of it's silly, and I never actually ended up finishing it.
But I'm not shocked.
It got tedious, and I just wanted to play other stuff.
Yep.
I mean, it's a good game. The narrative presentation is typical of Kojima, and it's up to standard for him, and like the story is wacky and weird and stupid in the best ways. Like Guillermo del Toro's in it.
Yeah, I know.
And
Conan O'Brien
is in it. Yeah, he gives you like a panda costume. It's wild, it's wacky, it's frustrating at times, but I don't regret the time I spent with it and enjoyed it quite a bit. So, yeah. How about you guys? What'd you vote for?
Well, I voted for Jedi Fallen Order because I wanted to get a vote in for Jedi Fallen Order, and I didn't vote for it in the Xbox category.
That's fair.
And as far as the PS4 games go, I just didn't think Death Stranding looked very good, so that's why I didn't vote for it.
Samsies.
Cool. Yeah, I need to play Jedi still, but going by everything I've seen, it looks incredible.
I still have to finish it, but it's a really cool game.
Yeah, you guys need to play it. It's so good.
Moving on to the Switch, we got Pokemon Sword and Shield, Mario Maker 2, Astral Chain, Link's Awakening, Luigi's Mansion 3, and Fire Emblem Three Houses. Now, I think it's funny that all of these are exclusives, which I guess isn't surprising. But, yeah.
Yeah. This was a really tough one for me, because I liked a couple of these a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go first.
I was going to say, I did vote for Link's Awakening, just because I am in love with that formula for The Legend of Zelda. That is my favorite formula, and my favorite time period for the Legend of Zelda universe. So definitely only had one choice at the end of the day.
Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, that makes sense. I ended up going with Fire Emblem because I just thought that an original game deserved it a little bit more than a remake in my eyes. But I still really enjoyed Link's Awakening. I played it and thought it was great. The puzzles.
Eric, I have to say, I'm a little surprised you didn't vote for Luigi's Mansion.
Never played it. Didn't play it yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm very upset, actually.
Okay.
So, I know. It's very sad for me. For the record, I think you could make an argument for Astral Train and probably Mario Maker 2 on this list as well.
I think you could definitely... Mario Maker 2 was a huge improvement over the original.
Yeah. I haven't spent too much time building levels, but...
Neither have I.
But I still play it a lot. It's fun.
Yeah, and that 100-level pack to get you going with, like, an actual story mode, that was great.
Yeah. So,
Rick, what was your pick, and how come?
Link's Awakening, and just because I didn't play the other games, but I also liked kind of this is I played this game like crazy amount when it came out on the Game Boy, so it was nice to be able to experience it again. That's why I picked that one.
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, I was fixing my double headsets. All right.
Long story.
It is a long story.
I know.
All right. For PC, we nominated Metro Exodus, Devil May Cry 5, Darksiders, Genesis, Control, Modern Warfare, and Sekiro. And I voted for Darksiders. Because I like Darksiders. And I didn't play new games. I don't play on PC, so...
That comes out next week.
It does. I'm excited.
Yes, it does.
I voted Devil May Cry because I really wanted to get a vote in for Devil May Cry. And I actually played Devil May Cry 5 on the PC, so kind of made sense.
Yeah. Nice. That's perfect. Cool. How about, and Rick, how about you?
I voted for Darksiders.
Nice.
Easy to see why. It's great looking.
Very excited for that.
I am too.
And then I think we should skip overall.
Yeah.
But we can say, we can mention platform of the year.
Sure.
Because Rick can fight us on this, I guess. So I'm looking at everyone's votes.
Yes.
So basically every platform was nominated. You know what wasn't though? The Stadia.
No, it's there. WonderSwan.
Oh, what? Wait. I didn't know what that was.
I don't know what that is.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
It doesn't really matter because that slot doesn't matter. Who's going to vote for Stadia?
Yeah, right.
Fair. I mean, yeah, 100%.
What a flop. Anyway.
Super flop.
WonderSwan is an old, like, super niche-y handheld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was. I just stuck it on there as a joke for whoever would get it. But gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't going to nominate Stadia. And interestingly enough, people listening won't know this, but when we put this list together, we basically do it as a group. I'll load up a bunch of stuff, and then I'll say, "Okay, guys, you know, go to town, and whoever you know wants to add stuff. Take you know, if you feel like something shouldn't be there, let me know. Whatever." Nobody said Stadia should be there. Platform yeah, right. of the year.
That's true. It's actually a very good point. Yeah. So, Rick, who'd you vote for?
The X-Bone.
Why?
No.
I think the expanse or the like introduction of Game Pass, as well as the new Project X Cloud and all that jazz, is did a lot of good stuff for them. True, they didn't have as many exclusives, but the ones that they did have, I thought were pretty good for the year. So,
cool.
Man, I'll tell you something, Rick. I think they're going to have a lot of exclusives.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think that's coming.
I sure hope so. Yeah.
Well, you can't argue with that. Honestly, I think that's a really good point about the increased backwards compatibility and Games Pass being there present and. Yeah, I think it was a pretty good year. I voted for a Nintendo Switch just because I think it had a very strong year in terms of actual video games. Even though their online infrastructure is kind of trash, but it is what it is.
I did the same, and for memories.
There you go.
Nice.
So, there we go. Let's see if let's go through the rest of our categories and see if there's anything incredible that we should really bring up, if there's anything you guys want to talk about. How about indies?
Yeah.
I think there were some good indies this year.
I do too.
So, for indies, we nominated Goose Game, Untitled Goose Game, which it's a misnomer because that's its name. Plague Tale, Disco Elysium, Children of Morta. And Valfaris.
Either way.
So, I voted for Disco Elysium just because I didn't actually get to play it, which is, you know, I didn't get to play any of these, except, actually, I didn't get to play any of these at all. But Disco Elysium, I saw, got a ton of praise, and it really kind of... I like that it was kind of... I like CRPGs.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It looks really good. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah,
either,
it does.
It does look great.
Mm-hmm. So. It looks real good.
But Children of Morta, Valfaris, and, well, yeah, those two also look really good, so.
Yeah, I voted for Valfaris. I'm playing that right now. It's great. Really fun. Just side-scrolling action, lots of blood and gore, and a heavy dose of heavy metal. Which is cool.
I would not have voted for Untitled Goose Game in a million years. Geese are evil.
Yeah.
Well, someone did.
It's true. Someone did. And that's a valid opinion.
Yes.
I'm just don't think that geese are cute, and we shouldn't be giving them a platform because they are like evil the honking and mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Yeah. And then I guess those are the big categories, unless there's anything else you guys want to go through.
See quickly.
Oh, you know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's talk best multiplayer, because we actually don't have a winner for that one.
Ooh, oh my god, we don't.
There's no winner. Everyone voted for a different thing.
Wait.
Except for you, Jason.
I didn't vote.
You have the power.
Oh, I'm doing it right now.
No!
Yes!
Oh, snap.
Well, I don't like that. Wow. You were supposed to bring balance to the force. You destroyed it.
Modern Warfare. Lame.
It's a great game. It's great.
I'm sure it is.
It's awesome.
I'm sure it is.
And I don't think I got to vote for it. Did I vote for it anywhere else? I don't know if I did or not. So there we go.
Well,
vote for it there.
All right. I voted for Killer Queen Black because it's
boo.
Such a cool multiplayer experience. And they recently released the update that lets you play 8 players on a single Switch, which makes it a great party game.
Holy cow.
Dang.
It's kind of like, I don't know. It's this weird multiplayer game where there's 2 teams of 4. There's 3 drones and a queen on each team. And you can win by either killing the opponent's queen 3 times, filling up your berries in your nest, which is much more simpler than it sounds, and then also riding a snail to victory. It's cool. It gets pretty hectic. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
And then Rick?
Yeah?
What'd you vote for, buddy?
What category?
Best multiplayer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Borderlands again.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Borderlands!
We didn't have a winner. This was completely even, these votes, and I thought it would have been fun to have a conversation. But then Jason came in and
so
put his extra vote in.
We can now announce the first winner. We can give one away. The first winner is Modern Warfare, best multiplayer.
That's true, it is. Tetris 99 and Apex Legends didn't get a single vote either.
I'm surprised
which is
by
sad.
That.
Yeah, me too. Apex Legends, whether or not you like battle royales or whatever, it's a competent game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's quality, it's smooth, it's put together very well. The events are okay. So, and Tetris 99 is a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
And they also just give out money in Tetris 99. When they have their tournaments, you can win 999 gold coins, which is basically $10 on the
shop.
Nice.
I also wanted to talk about the biggest letdown of the year.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
I know I was actually, I'll give this away too. I was the only one that voted for this, but I was really looking forward to Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
And just the fact that the whole thing was killed for me right off the bat. I didn't even play it. And I just was such a massive disappointment. I did not win, but we had some other votes. Rick, you voted for Fallout 76 Never Evolving.
Yeah.
Were you looking forward to Fallout 76? I forget.
No, I just thought it was like probably the biggest travesty of the year, I think. Maybe that would be the idea.
No, but dude, I actually agree with you because they had so much planned for that game.
Yeah.
Well, they still do. It's still coming.
Yeah, they're still dropping stuff on. They're still supporting it. So.
Yeah, there's a huge expansion coming out.
It's been a while, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the people who are playing it really like that game.
I guess. And Eric, you of course voted for Pokédex.
You know what? I did. But I'll tell you what. I think the last time we had a podcast, I was like yelling about this.
Yeah, you were.
So I voted for this, but it's really not that big of a deal. And the only reason this is more of a disappointment for me than these other things is because the other things don't affect me at all. Like this one, I at least see its impact. I mean, it shattered the Pokemon community, and it made it clear that fandom is probably one of the most toxic video game fandoms. So,
that's just hilarious to even say that.
It's truly, truly. There's drama on Pokemon YouTube.
Oh my God. You see,
I follow Joe Merrick, who like runs and founded Cerebi on Twitter. And he always has YouTubers like trying to like catch him out and like say he said things that he didn't say, and like it's there's a lot of drama, and you know, maybe Pokemon needs to be canceled.
Oh,
yeah, that's exactly
not it. Pokemon, just the fans,
just the fans, just get rid of all the fans.
Yeah, that's it.
Makes sense.
But you know, Pokemon the Pokédex. Is coming. They're adding it back in free update. It's coming.
Yeah, but see, this is probably why, because the fans went crazy.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they were always intended to be there, but they weren't going to make the original release date, so they were just going to update, patch it in later, like coinciding with the first of the expansion pass updates. I think that was always the case, but you know, I really hate to think that any studio would bend to any kind of outside fan pressure. So I just really don't want that to be the case.
I got a feeling.
I know. I just don't like it.
You know what developer I would like to see bend to fan pressure? It would be whoever the hell is making the WWF games now. I'm sorry, WWE. Because, man, they suck. This was actually another one I was going to vote for. And then I couldn't not vote for Crackdown 3, but also on the list is WWE 2K20 drives the series to new lows, and they got rid of Yuke's, which I was not in love with anyway, but man, I mean, whatever they're doing now is just a even bigger mess than it's been in past years, so it's just sad to see.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I was a huge fan of the classic N64 games, and then I didn't follow WWE games at all until 2K19, which I actually picked up and I've been playing it. I really enjoy it. So I was looking forward to 2K20 also, and it's just apparently total garbage. So forget that.
Some studios should listen because they have actual criticism, and that's one of them.
Well, that deserves it.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I don't know, Pokemon fans? No, never gonna convince me.
I just think it's hilarious. Pokemon. It's like so many, all these battles going on.
I know, drama.
I'm sorry if anyone out there is a Pokemon fan. I don't mean to demean your fandom. It's just
I do.
Okay.
There we go.
They're worse than Final Fantasy fans. And if you ever met a Final Fantasy fan.
Aren't you a Final Fantasy fan?
Yeah, and a Pokemon fan, but I don't consider myself like in the fandom area of it. Like, yeah, no, I don't. Don't consider myself part of that nonsense.
No.
Like, yeah, I like the games, but I'm not going to start tweeting at, I forget his first name, Masuda, when the games come out and, like, it's not exactly what they want. Like, get out of here.
Social media, I feel like, gives people way too much access to...
Yep.
You know, to people they should not really have access.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, I guess that's about it.
Yeah. We've got a ton more categories. We'll run, this is going to be running probably this week over like 3 or 4 posts. So check out the awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this episode should be up on Tuesday, so you'll be able to listen and see what we think for the rest.
Cool.
Ugh. Man, got the yawns. What have you guys been playing, real quick?
I've been playing Resident Evil 2. I am playing something for review. And the hell was the other one I was just playing? Oh, Yoshi's Crafted World.
Oh, nice.
It's too kiddish.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just too kiddish. I mean, and I like Yoshi games, and I like the whole happy, fun feel of them, but it's just, it's too kiddish for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame. But is it bad, or it's just, like, kiddish?
No, it's not bad. It is kind of simple, but, I mean, it's a Yoshi game. A lot of it plays like a Yoshi game.
Right.
It's just, I feel like it's just a little too, it's like they turned the Yoshi up to 11.
Too much Yoshi.
Yeah, it's too much Yoshi. Now it's too much.
I like it.
Cool.
I've been playing some Red Dead 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I've also been playing this game called Sea Salt. Jason, you should check this game out. It's on Game Pass.
Okay.
How do I explain it? It's a sea god, and you have to go into this town, and you control all of your minions, and then you kill the townspeople with your
minions. Whoa.
And as you get more better minions as you go through the game and stuff. It's pretty fun. Pretty interesting.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. And then I've also been playing, started up Final Fantasy 15, which is pretty fun so far.
Cool.
Oh, I love that. I love Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, I'm digging it. And then this other game called Don't Die, Mina Vera, something like that. It's pretty interesting. So I'll have a review of that up here in the next week or so.
Yep, likewise. Cool. Mine is what I've been playing this week.
Yeah. So that's what I've been playing. What about you, Eric?
I've been playing a lot of Tetris 99, mm-hmm. Torchlight 2 I'm playing through, and that's it basically right now. I've been playing a few roguelikes on the Switch, or roguelites, rather. So Blazing Beaks is a roguelite where you play as, like, different birds, like ducks and platypus. It's very fun. It was on sale for, like, $1 the other day.
Nice.
And then Nuclear Throne is like a post-apocalyptic one. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And, mostly Torchlight 2.
You should pick up Children of Morta.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to have to.
Yeah, I know. That's on my radar, though. That's on my list very soon.
It's a good game.
Oh, I also picked up Hypercharge Unboxed. So that shooting game I was talking to you guys about.
Ah, yes.
So it's pretty cool. It's like fighting as little G.I. Joes. There's like three different characters as of now, and they'll be adding more. But the characters are so incredibly customizable. It's really cool.
Neat.
Cool.
So
check it out.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing. A lot of fun. I've been doing a lot of reading.
Yeah, anything good?
Sorry, I'm yawning. Yeah, but I can't think of what they are right now.
Must be real good.
Yeah.
I read Tarkin. I read Master and Apprentice, those Star Wars ones. Right now, I'm reading a book that was, so I was in Barnes & Noble, and I was coming down the escalator, and there was a guy there, and he's like, hey, you want to check out my new book? I'm signing copies. I was like, okay.
Did you run?
So I went over and I like picked up the book, and I'm like looking through it, and I'm talking to the guy, and I bought that book. So I'm reading that one right now.
Okay.
It's called The Art of Taking It Easy. I don't want to call it a self-help book, but it is. It does like talk about dealing with stress and like managing stressors and stuff.
Mm.
And the guy who wrote it's like a comedian as well, so it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so working on that, but yeah,
I'm actually reading a graphic novelization Bray Fogle's Batman for Christmas, which is awesome.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Oh, really cool.
Yeah. He's far and away my favorite Bat artist, so.
Mm-hmm.
Also a very sad story, actually.
Yeah.
If I could just bring everyone down for a minute.
No, thanks.
No,
that's problem. Okay. But yeah, I think that's it then. I'm good. Well, everybody, we appreciate you hanging out. We're just at an hour. This is perfect. But
exactly what you wanted.
That's it. Yeah, and excellent. It's like not. It's like right about time for me to go to bed too, because Mondays are my early days.
That's fun.
Yeah. Right. But all right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we're gonna try to make this a more regular occurrence too.
Yes.
Yes.
So, all right, guys, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.